This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope it's a good day so far for you. If you joined me yesterday morning, I was talking about the Lord's Prayer, this popular prayer known by many millions of people, recited probably all the time, and certainly well known by lots of people. And we're taking a little look at some of these aspects of the Lord's Prayer. And part of what Jesus said, and it's important because these are the words of Jesus when he was trying to teach his disciples what prayer was all about. And then he said words like this: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then he said, May your kingdom come. That really means that we acknowledge the coming kingdom of God. We pray that Christ will return and will establish his kingdom. And so this is a request for prayer, not so much a personal request. Jesus says, May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, this is not some sort of pie in the sky request. First and foremost, before we ask anything for ourselves, I think we must acknowledge that it's God's will that must be done first and foremost. So in Jesus' day, when he was on earth, it was believed that his kingdom, that God's kingdom was in fact coming very soon, and that God would come to earth, he'd restore peace and harmony. And so people wanted that to happen more than anything else. They wanted the kingdom to come. Hurry up and come. Then Jesus said, May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think we need to be praying here that God's will be done in our lives. I think the most significant thing to know is, what is it that God wants me to do? What is his will for me? So that we can bring glory to him on earth as he is glorified in heaven. So I think it's all about needing to do the things his way instead of doing them our way to satisfy our own desires. Then he has that interesting prayer, give us today our daily bread. What was the bread all about? Well, this actually has to do with the Israelites' time when they were wandering in the wilderness and they were really without food. God provided manna for them each day. We read in the Old Testament that each morning when they woke up and came out of their tents, there was bread on the ground. There was only enough to gather for that particular day. They couldn't gather any more because it would go bad. And so this is sort of, I guess, a foreign concept for us today, taking only what we need to survive for each day. I guess it's a bit different to the size of the meals that we get served up today, and it's almost obscene, isn't it, how much food we have at our disposal. Much of it gets thrown out, and says there's that imbalance. There are those who have too much to eat and those who don't have enough. Well, this prayer, part of the Lord's Prayer, promises that we will take each day only what we need. And I guess that allows other people to have the chance to do the same. So we're asking God to provide for our needs for today, and that's what he promises to do. His word says we don't have because we don't ask. So when we acknowledge God, then he actually acknowledges our request for, I guess we call it, daily provision. Then he says, forgive us our debts as we've forgiven our debtors. Now, this line worries some people. Forgive us our debts, yeah, okay, but as we have forgiven our debtors. Well, that's the part that doesn't go so smoothly. In this word we use the word debts. And like the little boy who was trying to learn the Lord's Prayer, and he said, forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. I think that's probably a fairly good way to describe it. People do put trash in our baskets, as it were, like people do upset us. And often we're tempted to sort of retaliate and put the trash back into their baskets, as it were. But we need to understand that God has emptied the trash and God has forgiven us of our trash, if you like, our sin. So that's a gift of grace that we should extend to other people. Well, the rest of the Lord's Prayer, wonderful statements, lead us not into temptation and things like that. It's a great statement and a great prayer. So have a look at it. Well known around the world, the Lord's Prayer, have a look at Matthew chapter 6 and read and understand and ask God to give you the proper understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you for words that build us up, words like the Lord's Prayer. And we want to practice what it says. In Jesus' name, amen.